The following program was previously recorded. It's time for another episode of Live and Local from the studios at 33rd and Burt. I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thank you for joining me today. Well, Opera Omaha has the Family Opera Series returning. There's a one-act opera. It's called Unshakable. And here to talk about that event, the head of music at Opera Omaha, it's Josh Quinn. Josh, thanks so much for taking the time.
My pleasure, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Explain to folks this idea behind the Family Opera Series. It's kind of a neat idea.
Of course. We are expanding our offerings of our season to include one title that speaks to audiences of all ages. So yes, they are appropriate for families, for youths, but they are still titles that are going to be exciting for people of all ages, really.
Can you share the synopsis of what Unshakable is about?
Of course. In brief, society has gone through an unknown epidemic. They have named it Erasure, and it deals with memory loss. And these two actors find themselves in an abandoned theater, and they don't really recognize each other, but they start to recognize their surroundings. They're activated when they see things in the theater, maybe props or a ghost light or something that reminds them of their past. Then they break out into Shakespeare. It's a language that just flows from their tongues. And when they start going off into quoting lines from Macbeth, or The Tempest, Romeo and Juliet, they start to remember their past and remember their love for each other. And there's a specific moment in the opera where one of the singers sort of breaks the fourth wall and calls out to the chorus, who is actually the audience. And it's a really lovely moment of recall for the two singers and the two actors on stage. And their past is brought back to memory, and their love is rekindled. But I do find this story, which is completely, made up by our fabulous librettist, I find it so prescient that she envisioned this story before the COVID pandemic, because so many parallels to what we've experienced in our own society are seen in the story. And I think that really hits it home for the audience.
As I mentioned, it's a Friday, June 5th. Saturday, June 6th, there are two shows, and then Sunday, June 7th, the final show. On Saturday, there are almost two different types of performances. First of all, at 2 o'clock is the relaxed performance. Can you talk about what that means and audiences that it includes and some audiences that may not want to go to this relaxed performance?
Here at Opera Omaha, we're a Compass partner with Autism Action Partnerships, and we've incorporated relaxed performances into our family opera series. And what you can expect at these performances, nothing about the music will change at all. It's just the audience experience that will slightly adjust. And this is a performance for people who may need some extra help with finding their way to their seat, needing a little bit more light in the audience so that they can really feel comfortable in their surroundings. We will also have a movement area if people need to get up and just move around to really be able to experience the piece in the way that's best for them.
The other thing I just want to point out is that in this relaxed atmosphere, some patrons may feel the need to vocalize at some level, and they are invited to do that. Thus, there's no librarian-esque shushing or any of that that goes on.
Not at all.
So if you're really there, if you really want to enjoy just the performers and the music without any audience participation, this is probably not the performance for you. However, a great performance to bring the entire family to really be involved.
Exactly. I will say for audience for each performance, there is audience participation and audience singing that is strongly encouraged. So even if you're at the performances that aren't the relaxed performance, you will be encouraged to sing and make some noise.
And can you talk about the Saturday evening performance, which double bills with Old School Shakespeare Omaha? What is that all about?
Exactly. So following our performance of Unshakable on Saturday evening, old school Shakespeare is coming to the Hof Center, and they will be doing a performance of Hamlet in the lounge area. If you have a ticket to the opera, that gets you in to see their performance. Some of the lines, actually, that you'll hear sung in the opera come from Hamlet. So then you, right after the opera, you can go over and see the actual play in its abridged form. It's a really exciting opportunity for patrons.
It's June 5th, 6th, and 7th at the Hof Family Yes. Arts and Culture Center. And information about showtimes, tickets, and which shows are which are at operaomaha.org. The show is called Unshakable. He is the head of music at Opera Omaha. His name is Josh Quinn. Josh, congratulations on this just wonderful, wonderful sounding performance.
Thank you so much, Mike.